You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for us to dive headfirst into a trending report. What's trending? Avalanche got back to their winning ways last night. They beat Dallas. They'll travel to Chicago for a game tomorrow night. The Nuggets finally get back to work. They've been off for a little while. They'll be at the ballroom tonight playing Sacramento.
All right.
Here's some big news for you, Jeremy. You're going to get very excited about this.
What?
You can go see, quote, a legendary night. That's what it's called, a legendary night. It's a concert event starring Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
Ooh.
And AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys.
Oh, tell me some more.
Just those two guys. Ooh. So one dude from NSYNC and one dude from Backstreet Boys needing a little bit of cash.
Legendary.
Just the two of them. They promise fans a nostalgic experience as they perform hits from both groups, you know, and of course do some boy band dances.
Somebody's going to go to it.
It's called A Legendary Night. I can't make too much fun of it because I'm pretty damn sure we're going to end up giving away tickets to it. Because they will be appearing here in the Mile High City in May at the Paramount Theater downtown.
Well, good for them. Make a couple
bucks.
That's
what I say. They're staying busy.
That's right.
That's really good. Hey, if you ever wanted to go to an event like that, but then you're like, I don't want to deal with parking. Parking.
Yep. That's my life because I drive America's pickup, and I base a lot of my outings and adventures on if
whether
I can park
can
that
fit
thing.
That gargantuan
vehicle.
I almost vehicle.
Skipped our happy hour in Castle Rock because I knew where it was that parking would suck.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I found a spot.
Yeah, Jeremy and I arrived at about the same time, and I watched him maneuver that thing, having to do three-point turns and everything to
it
get that giant beast
up.
Of a vehicle. Anyway, 3 out of 4 people say they have actually skipped going to a social event. I mean, that's a big number. 75% have skipped going to a social event because they knew parking would be a pain in the arse.
Anything in Cherry Creek, I'm not going to it. Essentially anything downtown. I don't want to go to it. It's too hard.
Cherry Creek and downtown are tough. There is no doubt. But especially if you're driving a gargantuan vehicle.
I'm probably going to skip opening day this year even. I'm just tired of it.
88% do their best, everything they can to avoid paying for parking. So, this talk, that's coming up, that opening day. And the parking for opening day is usually like 50
it's
bucks
a
or
nightmare.
Something.
Luckily, our parent company owns Ball Arena, so I will say I do get to park at Ball Arena and just walk, which is a nice little perk.
Do you feel like you're a lucky person or an unlucky person? 20% of people, 1 in 5, say they go through life unlucky.
What's the matter, Eeyore?
You know, I think you kind of make your own luck, don't you, after a while, just in general?
Well, unless you're stepping in dog poop, according to this list. Unlucky.
So, the average person will have a little over 500 unlucky events a year, just about 10 a week. And they did list the unluckiest things that can happen to you on any given day.
Number 3 was, I was complaining about this yesterday to you. I wore a white shirt and I dumped coffee and blueberries on my white shirt.
Yeah, I've had there's something about the partners that I work with on the show. They've all had spilling issues. Jane used to be like legendary with the amount that she would spill on herself and then start cursing up a storm. when you hit every red light. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. The rest of
falling
tripping
down
or
in public.
Falling down.
I fell down.
Tripping and falling down. I mean, but that may be unlucky for you, but it is an absolute delight for the rest of us.
Flat tires are on there. Yeah.
Try to make it happen if you can, please. I absolutely love this story. When the drywall guys had left, I had a moment of panic. Because I looked everywhere in the house and could not find Niles the weirdo. And I'm telling you, if he gets outside, little 6-pound Niles, he's dead. He's not going to last 10 minutes out there. There's so many critters. I live out in the boonies. I don't live in a suburban neighborhood like most of our listeners. You know, I'm out in the boonies. If he gets outside, he's dead. Animals will kill him. And so I was scrambling, looking everywhere in the house, couldn't find him. I actually went outside and circled the house a couple of times and started venturing toward the woods to see if I could find him. And when I came back inside, he was just sitting there. I was like, where the hell were you? You little SOB, where were you? Well, we all know that sinking feeling if your pet gets away. And I think it is so heartbreaking when you see those signs, you know, that people post like in neighborhoods and stuff, and it's got a picture of their dog or something. And you're like, God, that's, they've just lost a family member. They've got to be going through the worst time. I bring all of this up because this is interesting. A guy in upstate New York, I think, has attached it's like a thermal reading device on his drone so that he is flying the drone to help people find their missing pets by using body heat, thermal energy from the little pet.
Yep.
And this drone cost him $8,000. I mean, this is some serious dronage. But here's the thing. When I first saw this, I was like, how many can he really find? In the last year, he's found 40 missing dogs.
That's pretty 40. Cool. He's going to make his money back quick on that drone.
Yeah, you know, I don't think he necessarily, maybe, I don't know. I'd have to read the story.
I would charge like crazy.
You know, if anything, people, you know, because people offer rewards. I mean, if I truly lost Niles and a day later somebody came walking up ringing the doorbell, I'd give them so much money. I would just say,
where's your drone?
I'm giving the key to my car here. Just take my car. There you go. So anyway, this is you know, the future of lost pets is using drones to find them. All right, my new favorite sport. I started reading about this morning. I had to watch the video, and I am laughing. It's called ice football. So what they did is over in Germany, they played a game of ice football, and they showed a video of it to football fans around the country just before the Super Bowl this year. And ice football is what it sounds like. It's football played on a hockey rink. Now, you're not wearing skates like hockey players. They're just wearing like regular tennis shoes. But they're trying to play football out on the ice.
Hmm.
And when you watch the video, it's so damn funny as they try to run and they try to tackle. But you know what it's like trying to run on ice, right? You're trying
you
to
can't
be
do
real
it. It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, trying to be real balanced.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my God, it's hilarious. So if you get a chance today, pull up the German ice football and see if it wouldn't, like, absolutely tickle you pink. I put a link to the video for Mindbender Club members. When you get your mailer today, it'll be the very first thing you see on there. Just to kind of give everybody a little bit of a chuckle today. What else is trending?
Well, this National Pancake Day, again. This is
again,
like one of two or three, but it doesn't matter. It gives me an excuse to play this.
Pancakes, pancakes, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, pancakes. Early in the morning when I get out of bed, there's only one food that I want to be fed. No, I don't want eggs and I don't want bacon. Fire up the griddle and get to pancaking.
Yeah. That makes me so happy. I'm telling you, Kodiak Cakes is where it's at. Get you some Kodiak Cakes, put a little cinnamon and nutmeg in there, and then find a very high-end maple syrup. Put that in the batter. That's a game changer in the world of pancakes.
I can't give up my log cabin.
Oh, yeah. The one I got now is maple syrup that has been aged in bourbon barrels. It was not cheap, but my God, you've never had anything like it in your mouth, Dom. It's so, so good. We talked briefly about this a couple weeks ago, but it looks like the Lookout Mountain night closure has the support of the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners. They met yesterday to discuss various topics, including a plan to install gates and close a 4.1-mile stretch of Lookout Mountain during overnight hours in hopes
because people just can't behave themselves up there.
There's vandalism going on, drug use, littering, firing guns, and heavy petting going on Lookout Mountain, and they said enough's enough. Find somewhere else to go fire guns and make out. So now they've got to cover all sorts of issues about, like, turnaround zones, what kind of gate, how to get electricity up there. But it does sound like that this is going to be something that's going to be going on moving forward up there in Lookout Mountain. So whatever. So be it. I made out up there, Dom, many times. Mostly with myself.
I was going to say, did anybody
mostly
ever join you?
Mostly with myself. So the CEO of Kellogg's is catching some heat for saying that you can save a lot of money by just feeding your kids cereal for dinner. And what now people storm. On the social are tearing into him after he said it on CNBC last week. His quote is, if you think about cereal for family versus what they might otherwise do, this is going to be much more affordable. Just to lay down a bowl of Frosted Flakes or Corn Pops, Rice Krispies, and just eat that. And now everyone's up his Corn Pop. Because they're like, it's not exactly healthy. You shouldn't really be feeding your kids this for dinner every night. But a lot of stuff we feed our kids for dinner right now isn't healthy. Your chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, I know, right.
I mean, yellow number 5. Yum, 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 yum. Anyway,
yeah, it was funny because as soon as he said it, you know, there were a few people that climbed aboard and said, yeah, the guy is right. And so now it launched this entire battle. Obviously, it's sad if that's all a family can afford to eat
obviously.
At night is a bowl of cereal.
Obviously.
And let's say, and when I say the word afford, kind of loosely, because cereal seems damned expensive to me.
We fly through the cereal, and you can get maybe 3 bowls out of a box anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot in there, and it's super expensive.
It's expensive, but at the same time, let's say you spend $6 on a box of cereal, mm-hmm. and you only get 3 bowls out of it. That's a meal for $2, and that's cheaper than going to, you know,
is.
A fast food joint.
Well, I've had cereal many nights, and so have the kids. Like, if we get home from something or whatever, and they're like, we're hungry, I'm like, cereal it is.
Hurry bowl up. Of cereal.
Get your cereal yeah. on. Speaking of the kiddos, there's this Peppa Pig movement out this morning of everyone saying that Peppa is kind of a brat. And some of the young fans are following her example. My kids weren't into Peppa Pig, but I know it's a huge program for the kiddos. They say she's rude, she snaps back, she talks down to adults. I pulled a few things from Sweet Peppa, if you want to hear them. Here you go.
What's the attic?
It's where we keep all our old things.
Like you, Grandpa Pig.
Oh.
You've got a big tummy, Daddy. Is there a baby in there?
Oh.
Thank goodness I don't have to exercise. I'm naturally fit.
You don't look very fit, Daddy.
Oh. I think I had
that
one
would
more.
Just
hold
be harder on my
I'm sorry
ears.
I said you cheated, even though you did cheat. Well, I'm sorry you were ever my best friend.
And you can go to hell. That would just be super annoying to watch that show, right?
So annoying.
So annoying. Even if she is calling her dad fat.
Boy, people thought, you know, Barney was annoying. You know, I love you.
No,
that's
Peppa's
even more
worse.
Annoying. Why do kids programs
well, kids
have
are annoying.
To be annoying?
Kids are annoying, too, but...
Truth.
Daddy! New survey asked people if they had to pick a lane, some food they'd have for the rest of their life. You want comfort food or gourmet food? And 70% of people said comfort food all day long. Yeah. Wings,
grilled cheese,
pizza, burgers. I had French dip for dinner last night, and that's like, true comfort food.
God,
although I smoked the meat on the Traeger for 4 hours, so I kind of turned the comfort food into gourmet food.
You know what makes me sick, and I hate myself, is that Gretchen brought home from Costco, and see, if have you had one of these? It's a little tin thing that it's filled with chicken Alfredo.
I don't think we've had that. It sounds
oh
tasty, though.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good. Quick, easy
yeah.
dinner.
Yeah. It's got to be so bad for you.
Yeah.
But it was so delish. And we were talking about the price. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, expensive dinner is and cereal.
Yeah.
So this tin ended up making, it served like 4 or 5, like, meals, let's say, between the three of us and then some leftovers and stuff. And it was $18.18. I was like, you know, that's about $3 a meal. That's actually...
Not bad. And you didn't have to cook or anything.
Pretty damned affordable. All you got to do is heat it up in the oven.
Yeah, it's a time saver, man. We're a big fan of those ready-to-eat meals
at
Costco.
Myself, though.
Tell her to get the taco kit next time. That's pretty tasty. Speaking of comfort food, here's your Fat America. IHOP and Lay's have teamed up for a new creation. The Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Potato Chips Believe it or not, they're going to be at Walmart for a limited time. You can find those there.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this picture of an insect I posted from the Houston Zoo. They did something big for this Peruvian stick bug that ended up with a floppy neck after she molted and shed her exoskeleton. There's a line you're not going to hear on other radio stations today. They put a Q-tip around her neck, like a little neck brace, and zip-tied it on her.
Hmm.
Took it off 2 days later.
Did
she's
it work?
All good. She's all good.
Whoa.
Little teeny tiny Q-tip neck. Check out the picture on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.